Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Sponge podcast with me, Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard, Ian Smith and this week's guest, Craig Fagan.
Woo!
Yeah. Hello.
Exciting, isn't it? Thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Good to see you.
Craig, have you listened to the podcast before?
I have, yeah, mate.
Massive fan. I
have, mate. Biggest fan, mate.
Celebrity
fan.
We've also got my mate here, Gary McDonald's in with us and Jimmy Agent. So we've got three massive fans in here and this is getting bigger, everyone. This is exactly what I wanted. But yeah, Craig, sorry.
To be fair, I made my mum listen as well, so that's four, mate.
Oh, jeez. Right. My mum's a big fan as well, so listen, we've got five out there that we know of.
And we've got catchphrases. Shitbomb.
Shitbomb, yeah. We started
slowly. We've got another catchphrase, which was from the last week, when I mentioned that someone asked me when we were recording again, and I told him, and then he replied, "You're a prick."
Oh, yeah.
Once I told him, but now everyone on Twitter tweets me, "You're a prick."
Really?
Yeah, it's happened quite a lot. And what's worrying is people that haven't even listened to the podcast. So I'm getting double pricked. Just from people that don't like me and people that listen.
Well, so he asked you the question. He said, like, politely, and then when you reply, he's like, "You're a prick."
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, Jimmy, you played together, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
It was an experience. No, it was good. Jimmy was top class when he played.
When he played.
But we got some good stories, some bad stories, but no, it was a good laugh.
Were you there for the Nick Barmby fight? That's the main question that everyone wants to know.
No, I missed that. I was injured. I was in the gym, but when everyone came back, yeah, I did hear about it. Two little girls fighting in the bush.
Say like that.
I did hear about it. So a lot of windmills, nothing to hit. But yeah, it's a good story, yeah.
Yeah. Bit of fun, isn't it? Someone sent a question for you, Jimmy's hairband.
It's just broke. Is there a ghost in here or something?
Your Alice band's just broke, mate. What's going on?
Your hairband's broke.
Oh, that's killed me. Has anyone got a band?
Looks weird down, doesn't it? It's quite long, isn't it?
Your hair? Really long now, Rob, yes.
Yeah, you're gonna keep growing it.
I thought that was you, Mac. It's just broke. That's how strong my fucking hair is. Why'd I have to say fucking? Sorry.
You know, it seems like having a breakdown about your swearing. It's fine, mate.
I know, I did hear it. I was a bit like, a bit much at, but there you go.
You shouldn't worry. While we're talking about the fighting, there was a quick question off Twitter for you, Jim. It said, you know, with the Duncan Ferguson, that famous clip of you, and Duncan Ferguson looks all angry and you're a little bit behind him doing a silly face. If it all kicked off with you and Big Dunk, do you reckon you could have taken him? Because when you go, you go.
But people laugh because of sizes. Like, what's 100%? He's got the upper hand. But I'm telling you now, when I go, I will go.
That's a new catchphrase.
Yeah, honestly, I'll have it. I'm not afraid of anyone or anything. See?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Look, listen. If he caught me with a couple, yeah, he'd probably do me. But listen, I'll have a go. Yeah.
Okay. So if I got into contact with Duncan Ferguson.
No. I didn't say that.
Oh.
The question was, if it happened again. No, of course I don't want it to happen because he's favourite.
Yeah.
But look, like, me and you just have a go, Smithy. Then I'll have a go. I'll do you.
Yeah, Ian Smith and Big Barnby.
That's better. Like, Duncan Ferguson, 6.5 foot and weighs like 4... I'm giving away 4 stone and a reach of about 8 foot. So yeah, of course he's favourite. But I didn't back down, did I?
No, you didn't.
So there you go. Animal, mate.
I studied feng shui though, mate. I'll fucking rearrange you.
What?
Oh my.
That's
it. Off his head. That's it. That was supposed to be a joke about feng shui isn't a martial arts. It's when you rearrange all the furniture in a room.
I know what feng shui is.
Oh.
So you say you're saying to me you're
genuinely threatening that. No, I'm not scared.
Craig, would you have been Jimmy's corner if he was fighting Duncan Ferguson?
Yeah, as long as the corner was like the opposite corner to where he was, so the side of the pitch.
No, obviously.
But you can't mess about with Big Dunk, mate. No. That's like
I did
different
shit
level.
Myself. What it was,
he's beating up people that come to rob his house, mate, and
true,
stuff like
actually.
That.
Is
it? Have you never heard that story?
Yeah. No.
I'm sure someone robbed him and...
He bashed him up.
He come downstairs and he had him in the headlock until the police came. I'm sure that's really...
Right. And I did right. Apparently he wrapped a wire around the bloke's neck and called the old Bill and said, I've got 2 Herberts if you hurry up and pick him up.
Don't be messing about with people like that.
How's your luck being a robber? And you see him standing on his sofa. I'll be like, oh, no.
What did he do in that match as well? Did he punch a player or a referee?
Yeah, he punched Paul Sharner. He hit him in the ribs and knocked to the floor. He was only on the pitch 5 minutes in that game. And then
so
after that, I'm going to leave that. Don't what's the matter with you? You get one off me. And then got a red card. And actually, look, this is the funny thing. I was looking at him in a weird way, and the funny thing was, he's walking off, and for banter, I've gone, I'll see you in the tunnel, Dunk, like that. And he's turned around and snarled. I'm like, nah, it was meant for us, like having a bit of banter. But he actually took it deadly serious.
Oh.
And yeah, he was waiting in the tunnel. And then from there, it went down like a shit sandwich.
Was he waiting?
Yeah. But I didn't go in.
No. Stayed on the pitch.
Yeah, I was just boys. All right, shaking hands for ages, patting the fans. Still some fans here. Still the stewards just going to have their speech afterwards. Have you ever seen that after the game? They have a speech about something. These stewards have really never understood that while I was playing football.
Yeah, well done. Good sitting down, not looking at the crowd.
So, I was there while I was doing that. And the warm down was all done. I was still outside. And Dunk went home.
Did a bit of painting.
Yeah.
Painting this.
True story.
Right, the stories this week we're going for. Arsenal blow a 3-goal lead. I think we saw that against Anderlecht. Arsene Wenger was branded as clueless after careless Arsenal threw away a 3-goal lead. Paul Merson said that Jose Mourinho would never allow that to happen. And they would never collapse with the same spineless style. It's quite aggressive, isn't it? Was you saying before, we were chatting to Phil Brown, when he loses it with a team, he proper...
Tell us what, folks.
I've had Phil Brown, a couple of years.
Like?
So when we win, he's up
he's
there.
Like,
he's
like,
but then when you lose, he can be down, deep down. I've had times at Hull where, say for instance, we've lost games and we come into training. I'm not sure if he was there, Jim, and he turned the coffee machine off.
No.
So like, the coffee really machine petty. Was turned off for like 4 or 5 days. Just to like punish the lads. That was quite funny. That because we all knew the switch was behind. You just turn it on and get your coffee and turn it back off again. And then the other time was when he sat everyone down on the pitch.
Yeah,
that was another time.
Yeah.
And I mean, like that day, I'd just come back from breaking my leg, so I was on the bench that day. So he told me before the end of the half, I was going on to like get ready. So I've gone in the change room, like buzzing to be back.
Yeah.
Like, so go in the toilet. So I've come out. Like no one in the change room. Thinking, 3-0 down, there must be fighting in the tunnel.
Yeah.
So I've gone out, like expecting everyone to be like a big chaos out there. There's no one. So I've like popped my head out. I can see them all, like all the lads and the gaffer like going mad at everyone in a circle. So I've like walked over like a little boy. Like,
you walked across the pitch to go?
Yeah, I've had to walk back over to find out what's going on. So they're all sat down and walked over and he's just like going into the lads, going mad.
Well, did that make you wanna play, or did you just hate him for?
Well, I weren't there, so I heard the bits like he was going mad, like obviously saying you let the fans down and what he was saying.
He used to have a little weird headset, didn't he? A little Britney Spears headset. Who was he talking to?
He loved that.
Did he do like the stadium announcements as well? Like, got that bit of extra money.
He used to speak to Brian Orton, another angry man.
Now he could speak. Oh, he was angry, weren't he?
Who's Brian Orton?
Oh, his assistant. Jesus Christ, he was an angry man. Like, he was like. Yeah, he was bad, horrible. But a nice fella, when he lost it.
What did he lose it over?
He didn't lose it a lot, did he? He was just angry, weren't he? He's old school. Brian Orton, like, he used to play Man City and manage Man City, I think. And he's just an angry bastard, basically. But what I wanted to ask FaZe was, how did that, when he obviously done that, how did the boys, because it's hard when you're playing there to talk about the manager doing that. So the press would be asking him, but how actually did the boys feel when he done that? So was they like in the
at the time? I don't know. At the time, I don't think it made a difference. But when you look back, I think it affected some of the lads, especially the foreign lads.
Yeah.
I was an English based player. I weren't bothered. Like, obviously, I weren't there getting the talent off because I was in the change room. Yeah. So I weren't really bothered, to be honest. I was just happy to be coming on. But some of the foreign lads, you could just tell that the change, like, were just not bothered anymore.
Yeah. Because I remember an interview, George Boateng, Dan, he said he's lost the changer.
Yeah.
He came out and George left a bit on him.
I think half time he took George off. And I think
that's probably why George left a bit on him.
He was back on the coach and we were having a meeting and he was going mad again after the game, having to go at everyone.
But he was just sitting on the coach.
And he was sat on the coach, didn't realise like George was there. Weren't there, sorry.
Yeah.
So,
did he lose it? You said something about he lost it on a plane or something, Phil Brown.
He's quite an up and down manager, Phil Brown, but he never lost it majorly. I never see him lose it majorly, but this one time he was on a training field. I think he was playing.
Yeah.
Like he's just standing and every now and then again your manager joins in, you know, to have a run at, and the numbers might be odd, so we make the numbers up or whatever. And I just remember him, Dean Marnie and him was clashing at some point, like Dean was like not playing, and they were sort of clashing. And I just remember them two come head to head, so you got your manager and Dean Marnie, and I was like looking, going, is he going to clump him here? What's going to happen here? Because he's the gaffer, he can't hit him, and Dean can't hit him. And it just come and they're like us and the bus, the boys are coming, they're both at it, and Dean's just fucked it up and walked in. He's gone, yeah, why don't you fuck off in then, like that. It's all gone off major time. And I just remember looking at that, and I was injured at the time, and I was thinking, what the fuck's going on here? The manager's having it properly with all the players. But yeah, the first time I've ever seen a manager
but it's good though, at least he showed he cared a little bit. I didn't mind it though
Fags loves it.
No, I didn't mind it because at least he showed he cared. Like, some managers are boring, mate.
Who's boring, Craig?
Do you want me to give you a list?
Yeah.
To be careful, I'm looking for a club. No, we've had some bad ones, Jim, come on. About your mate, Nige. Nige, mate.
Oh, yeah. Were you there with me, Nigel Pearson? Yeah.
Nigel Pearson.
He was a donut.
I didn't like Nigel because I was big, like a bit of a Hull fan. Off. He left to go to Leicester.
Yeah.
So I loved it when Hull got promoted before Leicester did, when he was there. I hated him just because he left Hull. Except when Nick Barmby was in charge for a bit.
He left, I remember. He was a strange guy.
He was very strange, weren't he?
I don't know if it was because we had some big characters at Hull at the time, and I don't know if he was intimidated by them. I don't know. He was just weird.
He was strange.
In front of the lads, if you had like a big meeting, he'd be imposing how big and strong he was. He'd come across like he's real, like dictating to everyone how he is. And then you go and have a meeting with him one-to-one, and he was like scared.
Yeah,
really.
He wasn't the same person, so didn't know if it was for show or what. But yeah,
there's so many strange managers like.
Because to be fair, I had a run with him because at the time I had a bad injury, and he was saying to the physio, "I think he's lying. I don't think he wants to be out there."
Really?
So then the physio told me, physio told me. So that's one thing that I'd hate if someone was thinking
that you're faking it.
I'd rather him say to the physio, "Oh yeah, shit, I don't want him out there anyway. He's crap." Right? Do you know what I mean?
No, you're spot on.
For someone to say, "Oh yeah,"
what did
I think
you say to him?
Then?
Did you front him out?
I went into the office, and said to him, "I don't care what you say. Well, I care what you say. I'd rather you be saying telling everyone I'm crap.
Yeah, rather than
you going around telling everybody that I don't fancy and I don't want to be here." So we had an argument I won't say what's said, but we had an argument.
I'll go and say.
He did. Yeah, he had to get someone else in. Did he? What's his name? What's his number two?
You had.
I used to call him Mr. Burns. I can't remember what his
name was. Oh, he was horrible, bunch of bastards. he's still at Leicester. Shaky.
Yeah, you're. No, that's not Shaky. Him. That's not him. That's not him.
That's the fat one. That,
right? See, why are you saying that? You're trying to get me in trouble. I can't remember what his name is. Number two. What you do is you'll see him on Match of the Day because he'll be sat next to him because he doesn't leave his side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like his shadow. So you'll see him on Match of the Day, be sat next to him with the computer in front of him.
He's got a weird way of looking at Phil Brown.
Yeah.
Weird, like, he'll try everything. If he thinks he can get a result, he don't give a monkey's what it is. Like, I know for a fact, down at Southend when he signed there, he took Jeremy Kyle in to do a team talk.
No, he never.
Life. No banner. Right, you look this up.
Jezza.
Phone any Southend player right now.
Jeremy Kyle
went in and done a team talk at Southend United Football Club. and the boys were like, "Who you shag now, mate?" I swear on my life. True story.
No way.
Can you believe that? This is what he's got about him. He's like unpredictable.
Yeah.
If he thinks he's going to get a result, he would phone Maggie Thatcher up and get her in. Like, he doesn't care.
Really?
And that's, he did. He actually brought
Joe. Yeah, it's true. Joel, the producer's nodding.
See, you think I'm like, see, whatever I tell you, it ain't bullshit.
You
know because I'm good friends with Jake, aren't I?
You are friends with Jeremy. How are you friends with Jeremy Kyle?
I don't really want to say.
Really?
Why not? Because I don't.
Okay.
Be really uncomfortable telling that one.
You're going to do a celeb special.
Yeah, I might tell you in another one, but let's skip over.
All right.
Let's get him on.
Ian, you've got a quiz, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a quiz for
you
guys.
You've got two quizzes you're going to do in this show.
I've got two
maybe.
Quizzes.
Maybe. See how it pans out.
See how this one goes.
Oh, fuck.
So this is for you guys. This is a Hull quiz, because I know Jimmy loves Hull a lot.
Yeah.
Right, so this is about your time in Hull. You both scored in one match in 2009-2010 season. You both scored in the same match. Can you remember who it was against?
West Ham? No.
No conferring.
Was it, all right, guess a clue. Was it at home or away?
You scored a penalty.
Yeah, it was at home then.
Fulham?
Yeah.
Fulham.
Decent. Yeah,
boss! Bulldog in the ass. And I celebrate because it's my ex-club. Boss!
That's what it says here.
I
celebrated, I was going mental, going, yeah, and then I thought, I know you play for these. all my arms come down slowly and I stopped moving and just went, boys, I'm just going to head back.
I'm going to get battered when I get home.
Fuck it.
I was reading, The Guardian said Bullard's penalty was gleefully converted.
Gleefully. Oh, well, yeah.
So you didn't hide the celebration enough.
I'm like that something, you just forget.
Yeah.
I didn't score a great deal, so when I score, I just forget everything. Fucking, do you know what I mean? But yeah.
Jimmy, you crossed it in to whoever got fouled for the penalty. It's a bit of boring.
Even I'm playing centre mid, I used to do that quite a lot. Overlapping the right back! Shit for me,
five hours to come back.
Sitting
best
for the
attacking player ever, worst defending midfielder ever.
Have you got in? Yes. I used to be like that. I used to play sitting in midfield for Richmond. I used to send him onto the back four. Yeah, you got him, yeah? Right, good. And the other one. I'm on a break now. Oh, mate, it used to be a nightmare running forward. Run backwards was a killer.
Do you not to defend?
Honestly, it just was different. I ran towards that goal, I felt amazing. Going towards that goal, I felt like a bag of shit.
I'll be honest, it did look like you were like... you had all the life in the world going forward.
It was embarrassing, wasn't it? But I just used to love running forward and hate running back. But... listen, let's just see eyes for goal. That's all I see. That goal, not that goal.
In 2009, what did Phil Brown claim to have done on the Humber Bridge?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
He said, did Chuck's. No, no.
He had a big chuck someone off,
Graham. He said he saved someone's life.
Did he not chuck someone off?
Did he say he saved someone's life or something?
That's what it says. But also, the Humber Bridge board claimed that they were completely unaware of any incident happening. So I was wondering, do you reckon he's the type of person who would make. Would he make that up? Or do you reckon it happened?
True, yeah.
Make
Craig's laughing like he thinks Phil Brown would.
No one, I'm just no one
thinking,
else saw
I'm just thinking
it.
Of all just, the no. stuff that he's been saying, and now he's
thinking,
like,
"You know, Brownie."
I'm thinking, like, I didn't think Jeremy Carl was true, but like,
he loves a bit of press, Brownie.
But sure,
loves a bit of press.
He loves it. Yeah, anything like that he thinks could get him in a bit of press, or like, this is what I've done, a bit different.
Yeah,
he surely it. He wouldn't make that up. I heard he had the Superman cape on.
This is a question, you'll like this one. The George Hotel in Hull is one of the country's oldest pubs, but the George Hotel has one of the country's smallest watts. What? Smallest. What's it got? The smallest...
Toilets.
Windows.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Little fact for you. Oh, the lads, tell the lads about that. Do a group text back to the old boys.
Where
one
back
of the
is
smallest
it?
Windows. I don't know. Oh, right. I haven't done my research. Last question. In 2003, what survey did Hull top?
What survey did they top? What
I haven't got a clue on that one.
Any clues?
You could probably have a guess, Jimmy, from what you think of it.
Jobless people.
Oh, what?
No, I read a thing here. Not that. No. That, read a thing about
was it a TV program? Something to do with a TV program?
There was something like that. It's not a good thing.
What did you read, Jimmy?
It's something to do with
I read that it's
TV
one of the most deprived places in the country.
Worst places to live, or something
yeah.
like that.
It was voted the worst place to live in 2003.
Yeah,
I went far away then.
It's not that bad.
The other story we'll talk about, the fan violence, the Tel Aviv Derby. Did you see Derby? Did you see this? The two teams in Tel Aviv was abandoned at half time after a fan attacked a player who was sent off for retaliating. So I think he's out of order. Basically, there was a fan running on the pitch, started beating up a player and he hit him back, and he got sent off. I don't think that should be allowed.
Yeah, that's it's proper like. But if you're talking about attacking, windmill slapping him.
Yeah, but you should be able to hit him back.
Booted
him
in the chest, like.
If you're getting attacked,
to be fair, I don't know. Like, you get some pelters, don't you, Jim? Like, if you.
Oh,
you get absolute abuse on the pitch, like sometimes our fans.
Yeah.
Coming in, running in, and giving you a dig.
It's a bit different. I'll hold my hands up. I'll hold my hands up. If someone come on and tried to swing at me, no, I'm not going to try and shake his hands. I'd be swinging back.
If someone stepped on the pitch, you'd
be
fuming. Yes, you would, mate. No way. Oh, my God, mate. That is the biggest plague ever. You'd go loopy.
Especially if he's got his top off, waving a shirt around, mental.
Yeah, I can't believe it, yeah. And I think anyone there, I think if he come on swiping, anyone, I think, would take a dig.
Was there any grounds you dreaded going to? Like, any away matches you like, oh...
You face. Yeah. Did you hate playing?
Millwall hated playing there.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
we spoke about
fans.
This last week. You ever been old Ninian Park? Did you
What's
play
that?
There?
No.
The
old one. Just the fans. Fans were scary at Millwall when I went there. Just the real abusive ones.
Yeah.
Like real horrible ones. But the lower you go down the leagues, because there's not so many fans.
Yeah.
And you can hear
it
a bit more.
Yeah.
So when you're at bigger grounds and that, everything just sounds the same.
Yeah.
But then obviously the lower you go down, you start hearing different things coming out.
You're going to try playing at MK Dons with 6,000 in a 30,000 seater stadium. You're fucking everything. Bernard, you're shit now. All right, mate, you know. Bernard, you've had it, your legs are gone. I knew that 2 years ago, mate. I need you, didn't I? You just pay 20 quid to watch me, you mug.
And the thing is, they shout all that. It's funny because they shout all that when they're in the stand, and you'll always see them on their own outside, and they'll go, "You're right, mate. Yeah, you're right. Yeah." They just walk off. They won't say anything when you see
Jimmy
them
said that
face.
As well. Also, we're going away games. What was Jimmy like on the coach going to away games?
You've seen what he's like, mate. He don't sit still for a minute. He was nightmare. He couldn't sit still on a coach. Hotel. He was all over the place.
I'm just all over the place.
To be fair, in the training ground, he was a nightmare.
Like, in what way?
Do you not remember the time in the gym?
Go on.
We was in because I was injured. I had a operation on my hip, and Jimmy had done his knee at the time.
Again.
And we was in doing rehab, and then I'd went to go to the toilet. I come back, and there was first of all, there's a bin in the corner of the room, silver bin. So I've gone to go to the toilet. I've come back, I'm like, this bin's just like all bent over and just like on the floor.
Oh, yeah, this
so
is
I've
that.
Come back in. I've said to the physio, what's happened to the bin? Oh, yeah, Jimmy's just ran over and two-footed it because he was bored. What are you doing?
They're looking at me. I've got my leg in a brace and I'm just two-footing things.
Oh,
just
in rehab, you're two-footing?
Yeah, I just lost my head. And I remember the worst thing is when the manager walks in and catches you.
What, 2 foot
just
in a bin?
So uncomfortable. It's like, yeah, what are you doing? Just showing off, really, and 2 foot in things.
Yeah.
Like, I get so bored. When you're injured as well, it's just so hard. I found it so hard.
Yeah.
And I was a person where, like, I loved attention. So if I've got three of us here and, like, we're doing half hour of a weights and all that, I'm like, I've got to do something. I've got a spot. I need a reaction.
You did, like, coming in naked.
Oh, yeah, I love getting
and doing bench press just, and that.
Yeah,
that did used to come out a bit.
Yeah, and,
well, coming in with
I
a semi, like
yeah,
doing
yeah.
like
I want
bench
a semi.
Press.
That is a full
nah,
blast
nah,
song.
That.
What? Yeah,
surely
not. Slacken, boy. That is a slacken.
I'm trying to get side to give you treatment on the treatment table.
Oh, yeah,
naked,
I'll be,
naked,
yeah,
trying stroking himself.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Wanking.
No, not wanking. Just like caressing it.
You're lying down wanking on a video table. What a squirt. You
I've got a growth
like.
Here, si.
Well, the hernia's popped out.
That's
where
the amount of time I used to like Ashby as my right hand man, he was a captain. The amount of time he'd be doing bench press, like pushing his. Like he's at six, like maximum pushing, and I'll just get my sack out and just put it on his forehead. Oh, and just drop the weight. Unlucky son, go next time. Big sack on his head. Honestly, I used to love stuff like that. But once I'd done it, I was at Fulham. I'll tell you this one quickly. Big, do you remember Butma Diop? The
yeah.
Used to call in the wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting a massage, right? And he used to have two masseurs, because on like one on that leg, one on that leg, because he was like his nickname was the wardrobe. He had legs like I swear they were massive, and he's getting massage once, and I went up behind him. All the boys goes, "You won't do it," and I went, "Watch this." Got my William balls out and just went flop straight on his head, landed on his eyes, and then Willie went on his nose, went plump. He went, "Bull lad, I'm gonna kill you." I was like, fucking hell. Hold him back. Ran into the change room. Oh, to this day, honestly, give me some digs, that boy. I'm telling you, madness. True story. Big Butma Diop, mate. That's what I'm saying. I'm not afraid of nothing.
When you go, mate.
When I go, face, tell him, I go.
When I go.
Yeah.
But the he was a unit, wasn't he? Massive.
Yeah, big guy he was.
The biggest player I've ever played against.
Is he the biggest player you've ever put your balls on?
Yeah, by far. Like, massive.
Do you want to do your quiz, and we'll do the last news story?
Oh, yeah.
This mastermind for Jimmy, innit, basically.
Okay, then.
All right.
There isn't a lot that I don't know about fishing and golf, more about
well,
football.
Well, we'll
so
find out now. See your money
I know for a fact you ain't going to catch me outside. Whatever.
Okay. Right, so quick answers. In fishing, you use a rod. But what was Rod Stewart's first UK number one single?
Oh, Maggie, I
oh, he's got it!
Yes, Jim! Come on, son!
All these fishy ones. What's the highest feat that a salmon has been recorded to jump to? Like, how high can a salmon jump?
I'd say 12 foot.
Fuck! It's 12 foot, exactly.
No way. You've seen these questions, mate.
On my life, I'm professional, told you.
This one's...
He's, by the way, as he's answering his questions, Jimmy is simulating sucking off the microphone, which
yeah,
he does...
It's finding it too easy.
Stop lying.
Sharks are the only fish that have eyelids, true or false?
Sharks are true.
Yeah. You've got eyelids, they can wink at you and all sorts. What feature of a catfish led to it gaining its name?
Whiskers.
I've got a drinks milk.
That's bollocks.
I've got a drinks milk, mate.
He's lying. No way am I having that.
Drinks milk. Last question. Who was the last Briton to win the Freshwater Angling Championships?
Freshwater Angling Championship, Will Raisin.
No, Sean Ashby.
Sean Ashby, yes it is, with everyone. The glasses. Yeah, you got me there, you bastard.
I was
Sean
impressed
Ashby,
with that,
yes.
You did well, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks
it was good,
much.
It?
Hey, good questions, love it.
Thanks,
but
mate.
Where are the fucking golf ones?
Next episode.
Alright, fair enough.
Right, the last story is time-wasting. Suarez has revealed his disgust at Chelsea for their tactics last season when Gerrard slipped and Chelsea scored the goal, for their mind-numbing defensive approach to the game.
Fuck Stevie Gerrard, fuck him.
Oh, you're not a fan of Steven Gerrard.
Fucking lost the plot.
also, Suarez says he couldn't have gone on like Steven Gerrard did after his slip. I love the song, though. They sing to Steven Gerrard now.
Yeah, they batter him, don't they?
He gets abused for it. What about you drinking on time wasting? He's having to go at Chelsea for time wasting. Did you used to do it at Hull?
He's never fucking winning.
Yeah, you got to win first.
The 3-0 game. Time waste. We take that. We take 3-0 against Scunthorpe away. And in the corner, what are you doing shooting? Get it in the fucking corner. Well done, boy. Lovely.
Nah, it happens, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're good at it, Chelsea, to be fair.
You used to get annoyed if they take it in the corner.
If you're losing the game 2-0 and someone's in the corner, like, keeping it in the corner, you, half the time you just go over there, someone just gets booted, don't they? Like, it always happens. You always see it in games.
Yeah.
But it's just one of them things. It does happen.
Does the manager tell the team to do it, or do you just sort of take it on yourself if you're winning then?
Sorry, I've got a great story.
Go on.
Right, I was at Dartford once, right, and as a kid, I was a right cocky little fucker.
Was you?
Still. No, honestly, 17, Gary Julian's. I got a mate, Mitchell Crawley, who backed this story out. True story, right? Gary Julian, he never used to play me, right? So I've gone out, I think we're 2-1 up, right? I'm playing on it. He goes right wing. He says, 5 minutes left, we're 2-1 up. Take it in the corner. Whenever you get it, Jim, just go in the corner. So I've gone bump round the left midfielder, ran a left back, one-on-one with the keeper. I've took it up the goalie and just curved back round the corner flag on one-on-one. The corner flag. They're all going, what are you doing? I said, Gap, I said, take it in the corner. And they're all going, cocky bastard. Can't believe he's done that. True story. I swear, I had a chance to score and I've just gone, nah, you're all right, corner flag. Ability. That's all, what they've all tried to up me then, all the big centre-halves. I'm jumping, I'm going, really? I was only like that, skinny as a twig I was. I was such a flesh little fucker.
I don't think there's equivalent in comedy. I think time wasting in comedy is when, like, if you've got to do a 20-minute set and you get to 15 minutes, you run out of jokes. You sort of have to go,
I've always said, I don't know how you use. Imagine, like, getting on the stage, Craig, and, like, you're there, you've got it, you've got your script in your nut, and you come out.
What happens if you forget?
Well, I don't think you can, because a lot of them, they base it on life, don't they?
Yeah.
So you start off, but what I'm trying to say is, imagine if you don't get a laugh.
Yeah. Where'd you go from there?
Fuck. I know, recovery. I'll be like, recovery, got another one, and it's like, and then the lights go as well. Have you ever had a meltdown like that, where you got like airs on the back of your neck? Have you ever seen a comic just run off the stage where he's just panicked?
No, you don't see run off. I feel they're too. Have you seen someone run off?
We did it at a lunchtime club.
Liam.
Yeah.
Liam Williams. Like, it's so funny. Liam Williams, he's like, he's a really good comedian. He's like,
he's brilliant.
He gets all walled up. He's very serious.
Is he better than you?
What's that? It depends what you're into.
That means
well,
it's
comedy,
crap.
Really.
That's what he's saying. He didn't want to say.
Liam Williams is very.
Liam's is like really intelligent. Like, it feels like you're watching like a lecture that's funny at the same time. Like, really, really bright guy. Like,
But he's all intelligent stuff. He does stuff about economics and quotes all these books and all these. He went to Cambridge University. So he's that type of comic, stuff like that. Yeah. But when he was, whereas our mum sort of rely a lot on personality and a fucking weird face.
You haven't got a weird face.
There's a lot of teeth involved, isn't there?
No, look.
You've got quite big teeth as well, haven't you?
Yeah, fake though. Mine's not.
Are you fake teeth?
Yeah.
Really?
He's got the old ones in Smithley.
Yeah, I remember when you had them done at Hull actually, because they come in gleaming.
Really?
They did. I remember that.
Someone's
not
living in
You didn't even have to say anything because you walked through the door and it was like, wow.
Oh, no.
What the?
Because what happened? I'm quite a smiley person, have a laugh and all that. And then I found myself once having a picture and not smiling because my teeth, like, if you imagine your teeth are meant to go that way, like a rainbow upside down.
Yeah.
Trying to give the viewers a. Like an image, but my old teeth used to go the other way, like a real rainbow, like,
like a bridge.
And then one photo, I found myself going, closing my mouth and my lips. I thought, I've got to get these done. These are fucking, I can't go around the rest of my life with my mouth closed. So I got them done into these fuckers. And all the boys are like, it's Barry out of the Bee Gees. Have a look at him.
You never told anybody and you just come in the next day like that.
What happened? He put them on before he folded down. And I really wanted, I said to Denny, let me go in with Emmy. And like, they were like literally overlapping both of them. I just wanted to go into the training going, what was that? But he went, no, I've got to file him down, Jim. You won't be able to eat for half a week. I'll be like, don't worry, I need to lose weight as well. Imagine going in with like a yard and a half teeth on. Fucking classic. I'd love that. True story.
fucking brilliant. So we've
down into these.
They look nice, they're good.
Yeah, 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 look, best thing I've ever paid for. 14.5 grand I paid for these babies. And do I show them off? Like a new car boy, ain't they?
It looks nice.
Got like a Ford Escort on the job. There you go.
Wicked, I think that's done for this episode. Decent. Thank you very much, lads.
Yeah, no cheers, guys.
Thanks for coming on Fakes.
No worries, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Craigie boy.
Cool, and we'll see you next week. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.